Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So the broken thermometer and hypothyroidism, what do we mean by that? Well, you know, we see this a lot as doctors, hopefully we recognize this more and more, that patients can have normal thyroid labs, yet they still have symptoms. And we can't brush that off anymore. We really have to investigate that a little bit further. Maybe you've gone through this yourself. Maybe you've had some symptoms of low thyroid. Maybe constipation, dry skin, brittle nails, your hair falls out a little bit. I mean, there's a whole host of symptoms there. And you go into your doctor, you get some labs, your labs look fine, and your doctor just says, okay, maybe worse, he hands you or she hands you an antidepressant. That's also another common scenario we see. So what would you do in this situation? And that's what we're going to talk about. I'm with Dr. Kenneth Wallander. He's a board-certified family doctor, certified also in functional medicine. He specializes in difficult-to-treat medical conditions such as hypothyroidism. Dr. Wallander, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you for having me.
So on your website, holisticfamilymed.com, and I do encourage my listeners to go check that out. That's holisticfamilymed.com. You tell a story, I'm not sure if this was on your blog or on the homepage, but you tell a story of a woman named Robin who was just constantly feeling cold. She would check her temperature in the morning, it was cold, yet she had normal labs, and she was getting the runaround from a lot of doctors. Is her story as common as I think it is?
It's so incredibly common. I think that we get stuck by the computer-generated printout and that a lot of doctors are looking for H's and L's as opposed to really looking at the patient and listening to the patient's symptoms. And people could have all these symptoms of hypothyroidism, and when they get treated, they feel better, but a lot of them are never even offered treatment because they don't have an L or an H next to their lab report.
Yeah. You know, so it's interesting. When we were, I guess, 100 years ago when physicians were trained, we didn't have all the fancy technology that we do today. They relied more on the physical exam and the history taking, and we've kind of lost that a little bit, haven't we? And I think that loss of that physical exam skill is really comes out with hypothyroidism. Is that what you mean by broken thermometer, by the way?
Well, I think so, that a lot of people have a slow thyroid metabolism where they're not making enough thyroid hormone or not responding well enough to it. And because of that, they often have cold intolerance and cold hands and cold temperature. But there's all these other symptoms of low thyroid, from constipation to brain fog to dry skin to hair loss to weight gain. It goes down the list. It's a very pervasive condition.
That's funny. You know what, Dr. Wallander, when I saw this, when this was pitched to me, I saw broken thermometer. You know what went through my head? Was that you have a patient who checks her, you know, or his temperature in the morning, because that's something that some people do, and it's constantly cold, but the labs are normal, so the doctor must say, well, your thermometer's broken. That's what I initially thought that was about. So what are some of the warning signs again? Let's just make sure the listeners have a nice list of some of the common low thyroid symptoms.
Well, low thyroid symptoms, I'd say, first off, is that if you don't feel well, there's something going on. It's not just all in your head. There's no blood test for Prozac deficiency, but the things that a lot of people that have things from depression to bipolar disease to headaches, and I could go down the list for people having allergies or constipation or other GI disturbances, muscle aches, dry skin, hair loss. These things are all related to low thyroid.
Well, let me ask you this. So are those later symptoms, or are these things that that you definitely can see when labs can still be normal?
Well, I think that you could have these symptoms even at the beginning. You could have these symptoms at the end, even with normal labs. And the reason being is that there's all these type of conditions called resistant to thyroid hormone type syndrome. And there's so many different possibilities or different ways that this could happen that your labs could look perfectly on the mark, but you could feel awful. And actually, it was interesting enough that it was only a few years ago, maybe about 10 years ago in 2004, the Middle European Journal of Medicine said, as a title of article, that TSH may not be a good marker for adequate thyroid hormone replacement therapy. And it's a pretty profound title, where we're taught in medical school, TSH is perfect. If it's normal, goodbye. And now we're seeing a journal article that says, maybe you have a normal TSH, but you don't have adequate thyroid hormone in each cell of your body that needs to function.
And so the basic lab work that people get, now, you know, everybody gets at least a TSH. That's pretty common. And if you really press your doctor, you might get a T4, maybe a T3. Those are the different forms of the thyroid hormone. But you mentioned something interesting. You said resistance to thyroid syndrome, which is probably something that we're dealing with more than we recognize. How do you spot that on lab work?
Well, there are a few things you could see. One thing is that a TSH, even if it's in range, if it's creeping up towards the top end of the range, it's no longer in the optimal range. And the American Association of Clinical Endocrinology, also about 10 years ago, said, I don't care what the lab for Quest Diagnostics or LabCorp or any other lab that people might use, if people are above 3 for their TSH, it means their body's asking, where the heck is my thyroid hormone? And you should empirically treat them. You know, if they have symptoms, you should empirically treat them. If they feel fine, I guess they wouldn't be going to the doctor at all, getting a lab test in the first place. But if they have symptoms, you should treat them. So the first thing is, if a TSH is creeping up, and I shoot for a low normal TSH, closer to that 1.0 number, as opposed to being in range, well, I don't care about in range. I want my patients to have no symptoms.
Let me ask you real quick. So where are most doctors starting treatment, though? Is that a TSH over 4? Is that
a lot of people are starting treatment with a TSH way over 5, and some doctors will even wait for a TSH way over 10 because they call it subclinical hypothyroidism when a TSH is elevated but your T4 or T3 levels are in the common range. And so there are some doctors that are very, we'll say, gun-shy, and they don't treat aggressively enough. Meanwhile, their patient is going to 5 other doctors to treat their symptoms, a cholesterol doctor for their high cholesterol and a psychiatrist for their depression and a GI doctor for their constipation, because their endocrinologist is saying, I'm waiting for the TSH to cross over the 10th number,
wow,
as opposed to treating them when they have all these symptoms that suggest low thyroid.
So you're in your own practice, you're looking, you know, optimal around 1. You start treating, you know, with symptoms and or when it starts approaching, TSH starts approaching about 3. Is that what you do?
Oh, for 3 for sure. But the other thing is that the TSH is not the only test. That could be even less than 3, but the person could have low T4 or low T3 level. And I use the midpoint of the reference range of the lab that they're using at the time. And if they're lower than the midpoint with symptoms of low thyroid, I say there's room to move. Let's get you from, like, say, placing halfway mid-pack of marathon to the front third. Let's get you to the top end of the pack. And okay, a lot of my patients want to feel in the top end of the pack where they feel good, but they're not cheating. They're not going to have their gold medal stripped. They just want to be able to feel good without being injured.
We only have about 30 seconds here, so when we come back, we'll get into this more. But where does this resistance to thyroid syndrome fit in? I mean, is that possible for someone to have perfectly normal labs across the board and still have some symptoms and still need to be treated?
It's very possible, because who has $2,000 to $5,000 to do every single test for thyroid hormone resistance?
Right. No one really, right?
The tests are hardly ever done.
Yeah. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about the resistance to T syndrome, and I want to talk about reverse T3. And then we'll get into what you think is the best way to treat this. The website is holisticfamilymed.com. His name is Dr. Kenneth Walliner. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.